Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today, we're going to be talking about be careful how you treat people. That's right, you heard it. Be careful of how you treat people. See, this life is a funny situation. Human beings are complex, but yet very simple. You think that people will embrace your dreams, your ideas, your passions for life, when in reality, that's not the case. This popular term called haters is something that has come out in the last, I would say, 10 years. Stop hating on me. Stop this on me. But we as Americans, as people who are civilized, have to learn to get along. It's imperative that people accept people for who they are. Everyone is not supposed to be alike. We all have our uniqueness that gives us a glow. And if you can embrace others, others can embrace you. Now, I'm a pastor of At My Father's Table, and I've been broadcasting since 2008 on the radio and TV. And I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of situations come about in this complex world. But it's all been very simplified to me. Our Bible tells us to love ye one another as I have loved you. But what does that mean? How do you break that into pieces where it's digestible, where you can accept people for who they are? I can tell you of situations where you start out as a friend and you end up falling in love, or you end up someone's enemy. Those are the complexities of life. Some people like this, some people like that. In some cases, people just have to stand still, observe the goodness in each of our souls. Even crooks and people who are aggressive and want to fight have goodness in their heart. Some kind of way it's gotten confused with other things, but you have to be careful as to how you treat people, because you never know what God's plans are and how people can interact with one another. You just don't know. You can say, well, I know this person is this, and I know this person is that, and be totally wrong, because we can't read minds. The only person that can read someone's anatomy in that fashion is God, and God knows your heart. People will use excuses for many different reasons, for being attacked or being made fun of or being laughed at. And I mean, it gets to be silly at times, but that's a part of this life that we live. And you have to accept people for who they are. I can tell you that in my journey in through this life, I've learned to understand that people are going to be people, and those who I can get along with, I do, and those that I can't, I stay away from. I give them their space. That's important. You can recognize that a person doesn't want to be bothered with you, and hopefully you leave them alone and they leave you alone. Sometimes that gets an influx, because sometimes they want to just do things to you that's what we would consider ungodly and uncivilized. So you have to be careful, very careful, as to how you treat people, because you never know the intentions of God in somebody else's life. You just don't know. And the best way I've learned over the years is to try to understand that everyone is not going to care for your flavor of the month. Everyone is not going to be sensitive to your condition or your attitude. And as we learn and go through these days and weeks and months, you embrace people's differences and you make an attempt to be as best as you can towards the person with conditions. No one wants to be hurt. No one wants to be laughed at. No one wants to be made fun of. And if you can mature, if you can mature and stay above these kind of things, that's a great thing. Sometimes you have to stand your ground. You have to stand and talk for yourself. I've been broadcasting for many years now. One of the worst things a person can do to a person like myself is try to censor my material, try to tell me what I should and shouldn't talk about. That's like a foulness to me. And when you earn the right to have a FCC license, when you earn a right to broadcast and talk to the public through a microphone, you've earned it because it's certainly not given to you. I can tell you that. There are procedures, paperwork. You can't be irresponsible for the things that you do. You do have a measure of exposure in situations because news is news, but hopefully it's news you can use. And when people deal with people who own communication companies or a platform where you can express yourself, you've earned it, and it has to be exercised. Every subject matter is not going to be pleasant because we're in a complex world. And people know that, but do they respect it? Do they respect the person's individual behaviors to be mature enough to handle broadcasting? Because you have to be mature enough to do that. Some stories are tough. Some situations are hard to give a description and an autonomy to because people misplace their feelings. They misplace your intentions and they accuse you of things that you haven't done or suggest that you're doing something that you did not do. That's just a part of this life that we live. But being a broadcaster, understanding how to treat people fairly is very important to me personally. And I try to live that example. I simply ask people to respect me as I respect them. And that's me getting along in their world or in their environment. But that doesn't always happen. You have glitches. You have people who are just headstrong and what I consider hot-headed, and they want to progress into areas that they have no business being in. I've been fortunate enough to have two good parents. I've been fortunate enough to have good relationships with many people, and I don't take that lightly. I look at what you bring to the table, how you present your persona, and how you make provisions, how to get along with people. But again, even with all of that effort, you still don't get along with everyone, and people are going to feel the way that they feel. Again, what you must do is try to separate yourself from them and live life accordingly. My guide has always been the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth. And here on KingScottRadioTV.com, we have learned some things over the years, but yet we still have a lot to learn. This situation is not over. As long as you have breath, you can learn to do the right thing. You can take the right approach. You can listen to the right advice. You have to discern that within your spirit. And once you come up with an answer, you pray that that answer is in the right direction. So we're going to take a little musical break. This is Peter White, Confidential. That was Peter White, Confidential. Well, let's talk about being confidential. Does that mean that you aren't supposed to explain the complexities of this world to the public, given an opportunity to do it on a professional level? In broadcasting, that is what is supposed to happen, even if it's things that are considered close to your heart. The expressions of situations and how they affect you is the passion that drives broadcasting. And that's why I've enjoyed it as much as I have. And I can tell you that understanding how to treat people is imperative. And you never come to a final resolution for that. It's always evolving and developing, simply because you meet different people, you meet different personalities, you meet different entities that can influence your life one way or the other. And as that is presented in front of you, you begin to understand that this person is not like you and you're not like them, but yet you're supposed to be able to be respectful as you get along. And that's a very difficult thing sometimes for people who want to be mean about any situation or be kind about any situation. Sometimes you can ask yourself, well, Jesus is such a kind person. Wow, I wish I could be more like that. Then you have something to follow. Then you have something to expound to. I can remember dealing with a few individuals where I was just in awe of their presence because they were so positive. They were so different in understanding that, hey, I may not be like you, but I respect you for who you are. Be careful how you treat people. You never know what a person can do for you, with you, or to you. You never know. And this subject matter deals with a lot of different situations. And we're here to express that in the sense of how best to go after it, how best to achieve a level of understanding of human nature. See, it's possible, but it does require effort. It does require you embracing different ideas. And once you can do that successfully and still stand for what you believe in, that is what makes you a better person. Be careful as to how you treat people. Landlords should be treating their renters well. And the renters should be treating them well by paying them. That seems simple enough, but you run into different problems with that. The economy is not as great as we would want it to be, but yet people still want to be paid on time. In family situations, two siblings cannot get along for whatever reason, but there is an opportunity to develop above that. And when you can do that, that is where the glory of God comes in, because us understanding how to treat each other is what the Bible is based on. Yes, what the Bible is based on. Love ye one another as I have loved you. And if we follow that particular train of thought, a lot of great things can happen. You don't have to dictate or hate something that somebody else does, as long as you can respect them for what they do. And if it's good that you can work together, great. If it isn't great that you can work together, it's okay. You just move on. That's the goal. And that's a type of love as well. Be careful how you treat people, because you never know. KingScottRadioTV.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is motivated by us here at KingScottRadioTV.com, because we want to help the world get along with one another. And broadcasts like this, are important to the overall growth of our society, and to be able to play a role in that, and being able to talk about it openly and honestly is a great opportunity. So we hope that this broadcast has helped someone understand that we're all not alike, but we can still treat each other with respect and dignity. KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us at 240-362-7552. And you can actually get in touch with me personally. And we can talk about different subject matters, different things that the station is going to be addressing over the months and years and weeks of our existence. We are trying to make a difference in the world. Even though sometimes that's a very difficult thing, we're still striving for that protection of free speech and the ability to talk to others on a level of understanding. KingScottRadioTV.com. God bless you.